I'm speaking today with Quincy Whitaker, who is running for constable in Precinct 1. Quincy, first question I'd like to ask, why are you running for this office?
Well, that's simple to some extent. The reason I'm running is because I love to serve the community. And I've lived in Precinct 1 for 21 years, and I've been with the Sheriff's Department going on 22 years. And while working at the Sheriff's Department, most of my time has been spent on patrol. So I had an opportunity to see how the other seven constables interacted with their communities. And I realized that Precinct 1, over the years, did not receive the types of services the other communities did as it relates to the other seven constables. So, by me pursuing my education and really wanting to change how law enforcement is interacts with their community, I decided that it's up to me to step up and make that difference. So, a simple answer would be because I love to serve. I've been serving ever since I left high school and I went into the military and I served my country, and I returned to Harris County after being discharged from the military, and I've been serving in some capacity in law enforcement ever since. So it's just an extension of my service that I want to provide and continue to provide to the community.
Okay. Tell me a little bit more about what it is you do and have done with the Sheriff's Department.
Well, in 1991, I returned to Houston, Texas, and I became employed with the Harris County Sheriff's Office. At that time, every person is originally employed as a jailer. So I started my way as a jailer, and I remained there until I went to the academy and I became a sheriff deputy. Once I became a sheriff deputy, I worked my way out and became a patrol deputy. I remained there until I became a sergeant. And I went back to the detentions and served there approximately 2 years. And I went back to patrol as a patrol sergeant. And I remained there until I received my current rank, which is lieutenant. And I'm currently a lieutenant over the Harris County Transportation Hospital Division. And I've been doing that approximately 2 years and 2 months.
Okay, and, you know, just been asking all the candidates this. Tell me what it is exactly the constable does. I think everyone has a good idea of what the sheriff does, what the HPD does. Mm-hmm. What does the constable do?
Okay, the constable is a law enforcement agency, just like any other police department or sheriff's office. It has the same characteristics as any other agency. The difference is, when you look at the a city PD or a sheriff's office, they're primarily reactionary. What I mean by that is, for example, there's calls for service generated throughout the community. They spend most of their time, I would say 85% of their time, responding to calls for service. The constable department, even though it has the same design and structure, Its priority is not basically to respond to calls for service. It's more of a proactive arrangement. What I mean by that is, it's service the JPs. Each constable has two justices of a peace in its precinct. It does civil processing. If you get a divorce, you go to the JP court. If you file small claims, you go to the JP court. So a lot of it is proactive. And it also serves the toll roads. And it also provides eviction paperwork. So even though it has the design of a regular police agency, its mandate is not reactionary to calls for service. It's more of a proactive, whereas the structure is set up to serve the community more.
Okay. And what would be your top priorities as constable in Precinct 1?
My top priority is to as it relates to Harris County Precinct 1 Constable's office, is to restore the integrity to the office because of the current circumstances. And secondly, is to return service to law enforcement where I think it belongs. And it goes back to that concept of being proactive and reactive. My whole concept is law enforcement has to become more proactive. Since the inception, if you study the history of law enforcement, basically, it's something, most of the periods in time, law enforcement has been reactionary. But the overall design of the creation of law enforcement in America was to be proactive.
Okay.
To serve the citizens of the community.
All right. And now, since you mentioned, I mean, you, in fact, all four of the candidates filed for this office before the now former constable, Abercia, resigned and, was arrested. You know, why did you decide, why did you decide to run against an incumbent?
Good question. And since you named, you stated that the four of us were in before he resigned, if you go back and look at the data, all the paperwork, I was the first to file to run against the incumbent. And so my idea was not to wait till the incumbent resigned or something like that. That's why I was first. And basically I was first because I looked out and I just determined that the current constable wasn't being proactive in the community. I've lived there for 21 years. I know most of the citizens on the northwest side of the precinct. I patrol other parts of Precinct 1. So I've had interactions with the citizens, not the elected officials, the people that actually live there. And so my determination was made up long before anybody else entered the race. And it was because between my wife and I that the constable wasn't going to become proactive. So I thought we need a constable that brought services back to the citizens of the community. So that was basically my reason for filing for
Now, I was talking about the situation the constable has found himself in. Do you see that as being, you know, kind of a personal failing on his part, or do you think that that there's a bigger problem of procedures and policies and, you know, ethics rules that are currently in place that, you know, need to be redone, need to be revisited, need to be enforced more tightly? You know, what needs to be done to try and make sure that this kind of situation doesn't happen again?
Well, the short answer to that is all constables' offices, just not Precinct 1, I feel, need civil service. I know that's a taboo in a lot of circles. But to prevent ethical violations, civil service should be extended, just like the other large PDs like HPD in the sheriff's office has. Do I think the constable contributed to his current situation? Well, I think that the structure and design was there long before he arrived. You have a culture that's set up to have that type of interaction between management and line officers, because there is no civil service. The constable can come in one day and say, I no longer need your service. It doesn't have to be based on a work history, job performance, anything like that. So if the person doesn't have any redress, and a person has a family and other obligations, well, quite naturally, he wants to keep his form of employment. And so it's a breeding ground for unethical behavior. So The short answer is, once I become constable, I'm going to push for Precinct 1 to receive civil service. I will work with the line officers and the command staff to get that done. Because as constable, I don't feel intimidated because of civil service. I think every individual should have a mechanism to contest punishment or disciplinary action. From a management standpoint, which I've been in management now for several years at the Sheriff's Department, and I've been on the other side of the labor side. But if a good manager conducts his job professionally, he has no problem with a commission coming in and looking at if it was done fairly or not. So civil service is not a threat. Actually, it benefits you.
Okay. The issue of law enforcement agencies within the county being able to interact and interoperate has been, it's been an issue for a while. It's been an issue in a couple of recent elections, City of Houston and Harris County. What opportunities do you see for the constable's office to work better, you know, both in terms of technology and procedure with the other law enforcement agencies in the county?
I see it as a great opportunity because Precinct 1 has overlapping jurisdictions with the Sheriff's Office and the City of Houston. Now, when you look at the geographical makeup of Precinct 1, you have other jurisdictions like Jersey Village, like I said, HPD, but you have within Precinct 1, you have 13 high schools. So you have other smaller school district police departments, which affords a great opportunity if you have a constable that tries to build partnerships with the other law enforcement executives within his jurisdiction. The problem is, for the last 21 years since I've been here in Harris County in Precinct 1, is they've been isolated. There's been no outreach. The City of Houston has different command stations throughout Precinct 1. I think that the constable should have a working relationship with the captain of that station. He should have a working relationship with the major of the Sheriff's Department who manages what the Sheriff's Office calls districts. He should have a working relationship with every school district police chief. And he should know every principal. So, it's a great opportunity if you have a constable willing to go out there and build upon those relationships that are sitting there right before him, he or she.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sort of along similar lines, you know, you look at the current webpage for Constable Precinct 1, there's not a whole lot to it. What opportunities do you see to make better use of technology, the internet, social media, to better serve the public as constable?
Yes. That's a great opportunity there also. And like I said earlier, you have 13 high schools. And the makeup of Precinct 1 runs from northwest of 249 and goes all the way down to the River Oaks and east out to Homestead and 610. And back west over to 290 and Fairbanks. So with that area, the reason I illustrated the visual picture of it is you have many, many businesses also. Not just school districts, but you have several hundreds if not thousands of businesses. So if you interact with your community or your precinct like I envision, the website can become a mechanism to inform every citizen, every community within Precinct 1 of the things that are occurring from a law enforcement perspective and from a civil side, and training opportunities. The website can be an advantage or mechanism for the constable to reach out to the community as a whole. I agree with you. You're absolutely right. It's not serving anyone at the current moment, but I think that's a great avenue, a great outreach, if the constable takes advantage of it, and okay. I plan on doing that.
All right. Kind of step back and take a philosophical look at this, since, you know, what do we really even need constables for in this day and age? What is the justification for having a separate entity called constable and not sort of folding those responsibilities under, say, the sheriff's office?
Mm-hmm. Well, great question. I'll go back to the first question you asked me. It's because of the proactive service and the reactionary service. The other agencies are primarily responsible for reacting. The constable, by design, has a great opportunity to be mostly proactive. Law enforcement here is here to serve. Well, if you 85% reactionary, that leaves little room for serving. But if you have an organization that has the capability and the time frame to be proactive, I think that's what it should be doing to serve the citizens, informing them of the laws, informing them how they can be better secure, informing them of how to interact better as it relates to the kids and law enforcement issues. It's just, and the other thing I would tell you is, if you look at the state constitution, they are there from a legislative standpoint. The constitution says there will be constables based on the number of constables, or is based on the number of people in the county. Harris County has a large number, so we have 8. Smaller counties have a smaller number, so they may have 2. Some may have 1. But from the a legislative standpoint, there's a mandate for them to be there. Now, we can go back and forth about the scope of service. That's more of a local issue based on the structuring and the mandate from Commissioner's Court. They allocate manpower, funding, resources to the all county law enforcement agencies. The Sheriff's Department is the largest, then you have the 8 constables. But from a legislative standpoint, the constables are elected just like any other elected official, such as the sheriff.
And you have 3 opponents in this primary, whenever the primary winds up being.
True.
When people finally get the chance to vote in this primary, why should they vote for you to be the next constable in Precinct 1 and not one of your opponents?
Good question. Well, I'm the most qualified. I've been in the supervisory role full-time in different aspects of an agency, of a large agency, more than any of the other opponents. I've lived in Precinct 1 for 21 years. I've furthered my education for this opportunity. And I've interacted with the citizens of Precinct 1 for 21 years. And I haven't just been there. I've tried to restore the precinct, and I've done that through my hard-earned funds. I've purchased 5 properties, and I restored them. I can show you before and after pictures where they were abandoned homes, overgrown homes. My wife and I bought them, restored them with our own hard-earned money and hard work. I've purchased three other abandoned lots that didn't have a home on it, and I've kept them clean. There's other lots throughout the precinct that I've maintained for the reason of trying to give the community the appearance of someone cares. You ever heard of the broken windows concept? If nobody cares about it, well, nobody respects it, basically. So, as it relates to the buying the abandoned homes, well, these homes would be where drug users would stay. Senior citizens were afraid to walk up and down the street. Kids were afraid to walk past it to and from school. So I purchased those. And it was many years. I think I bought my first home approximately 15 years ago, long before I decided to become an elected official. So when you ask me why should they vote for me, because I have the true interest of the precinct at heart. I'm not only talk the talk, I walk the walk. And I'm the only candidate that's done that.
Okay. Quincy Whitaker, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thank you.